September, Rocky Mountain House. If any place was the epitome of a laid-back, good old boys redneck tavern, Trader's Pub fit the bill. Country music blared over the speakers, encouraging those out for the start of the weekend to kick up their heels and let loose. Familiar sights, all too familiar sounds. Even more familiar was the ache in Gage Jenick's gut as Katie Thompson shimmied past, her trim body clad in nothing fancier than a pair of jeans and a western shirt, but he was still damn near drooling. He deliberately turned his chair away and picked up his beer, the Alberta equivalent of an ostrich burying its head in the sand. If he didn't look, she wasn't really there. Wasn't really there, in spite of the sweet apple blossom scent clinging to her skin that wafted over, like it did during the day while they worked together at her family's garage. How many times in the past 6 months had he been in the middle of welding repairs or lugging tires from one rack to another and found his mouth watering, his head turning involuntarily as she sashayed across the wide concrete space with a question regarding billing or a parts order for one of her brothers working the floor. He hadn't always had a hard-on for his best friend's little sis. For years, she'd been Katie Bug, the tag-along annoyance he'd tolerated for Clay's sake, and later for the sake of the baking they'd snitch from the kitchen she'd taken possession of when her mom had passed away. It was like a switch flipped. One day, she was this invisible creature, and the next? He could still vividly picture it, months earlier when he'd stopped work for the day. He'd rounded a corner at the garage in time to see a hose burst on her. Water sprayed everywhere as she'd struggled to catch the flailing end. "What the hell?" Gage rushed toward Katie, who stood laughing, the broken hose writhing as if it were alive. It only took a minute for him to shut off the water at the source, but that was long enough to end with them both drenched to the skin. "Sorry, Gage," Katie hiccuped. She was laughing so hard. "Oh, Lord, that was fun. Good thing it's a warm day, right?" He turned to deliver some timely big brother-like smart-ass comment and got slammed with an eye-opening lightning bolt. Her shirt was plastered to her, revealing more than any trip to the lake or swimming hole ever had, and to his utter shock, Katie Bug had hips and breasts. And nipples. Nipples he could clearly see pressed to the front of her soaking wet t-shirt, because she didn't appear to be wearing a bra. "I told Clay that hose needed replacing," she complained, "but no, he insisted it could last one more summer. Ha." She leaned over and dragged her hair into a bunch, squeezing out the extra moisture. God help him. His gaze dropped to her ass, the rounded curves beckoning him forward to grab hold and take a long, thorough, exploratory detour over this brand new Katie. His wet clothes weren't cold enough to deter his dick from waking up. And the rest of him as well. He hadn't been looking for romance. He'd long ago sworn off connecting with anyone full-time in a forever kind of way. The last thing he needed was someone like Katie in his life. He had to stay in control. Had promised himself to never hold too tight to anything or anyone. Yet in that moment, he wanted little Katie Thompson with something near to obsession, and that truth rocked him to his core. She finally clued in that he hadn't said a word. She straightened and, oh my God, those breasts. "You okay, Gage?" "No," but that wasn't an acceptable answer. He dragged his gaze from her off-limits body and mumbled something. His brain had been mumbling ever since. Somehow he'd kept his growing hunger hidden from her and her brothers, which was a miracle, and his best friend. Gage glanced across the table at Clay Thompson, at his best friend's hands that would curl into fists the size of hams at the thought of anyone hurting his baby sister. They might go back a long ways. But Gage knew the truth. When it came to Katie, none of the Thompson boys would hesitate for a second to knock the head off anyone who so much as breathed wrong in her direction.